This is the Red Shirt Geeks podcast, which makes its home at redshirtgeeks.com.
And so it begins.
Files accessed. Transfer of data complete.
Commencing.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all matters of sea life. By oh my god, it's the last episode of the year. We are the Red Shirt Geeks.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Shooting the proton torpedoes and like the... Make us go that way.
Red Shirt Geeks!
Very bad feeling.
Shut up, Wesley!
Red Shirt Geeks!
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Prepare to die. Red Shirt Geeks!
Hide behind the mound. Dead bars.
Make it so.
Red Shirt Geeks!
I'm Laz D, the pseudo-Kiwi.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
And I'm Sweetbearded Zeus Alex.
And I'm tired of your crap, Dave.
And I'm still Dennis on the end of our human centipede.
Yay. Yummo, yummo, yummo.
Why are you talking with your mouth full, Dennis?
Because I was a very big Ace Ventura fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yay.
I eat the cuttlefish.
Got the cuttlefish, Kyle. That's right. In this episode... We're going to talk about some really cool things. Seeing this is the last episode of the year for us, we're going to let loose a little bit. We're going to let our hair down a little bit, especially Alex.
He's got
Dave,
to do it.
Especially Dave. I mean, damn, Dave, that hair is just too long, buddy.
It's getting out of control.
It's a bit all over.
I'm sorry. That's your beard. Your head must be upside down. In this episode, we're going to talk about some really cool things. We're going to talk about Christmas, because this is our last episode before Christmas. We're going to talk about what's coming up in 2015, because, hey, why not? We got some new stuff coming on. And we got all manner of geek stuff. So what do we got, Patrick?
Okay, well, we're going to start with talking about some of the trailers and the flicks that are coming out in December, since we'll get to the January stuff in January, and January is boring anyway. And we'll listen to everybody bitch because Constantine apparently got canceled.
What? So,
Constantine, NBC's attempt to bring a superhero show, crashed and burned. Unlike, say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is in its second season.
How do you feel about that, Lars? Lars, how do you feel about that? Lars, how do you feel? Why can't you answer me, Lars?
Because I'm crying.
Are you sure that's why you can't answer me?
Because I'm going to kill Patrick.
Why? Because I'm rubbing the whole thing about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in your face. Now, I went back and watched the first episode last night, and I remember why I liked it. Because it's well written, even though you guys were all disappointed and think it sucks balls.
What are we talking about? Agents of shit?
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's hear you whine about Constantine, which is probably going to air as we're recording this, so look, I'm going to miss it.
I'm going to tell you straight up. When the first episode of Constantine came out, I wasn't sure about it. I looked at it and go, oh, they really hyped the hell out of this show.
If this is your best, because normally they pump all their money into the pilot.
Yeah.
And that's not a good showing for your best.
Yeah, that's like... Yeah,
it was an okay show. That one I saw.
Definitely
But getting into the second episode and there on out, then I started to really get into the meat of what Constantine is about. And I was like, man, this is... I mean, I had to go back. I went back and checked out the Hellblazer comics. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. And this is, and it was pretty accurate. It's pretty loyal to what the comics were. So, and it was really cool because I could sit there and go, oh, that character and that character and that character, those were all used from the comics and the show to composite the character of the priest in the movie. Because I remember reading about that. I was like, that's really cool to see. So I didn't think that they did all that bad. I mean, yes, they got off on a weak foot. Yes, I'm going to say that straight up they did.
It wasn't a bad episode. It was just, like, if you watched the show Reaper from back in the day, Kevin Smith did the pilot. And, man, they made a miniature movie. They pumped a lot of money into that. That had good special effects. Everything was running great. And the show kind of went down a little bit after that, but it was still a good show. But you always put your best foot forward, and it's like a job interview. You put out a bad start. That's why Firefly died too. because the way this they didn't make a bad first episode, but they played the third episode first, and then did all those running around crap with the sequence, releasing it on TV and different nights and all that.
Well, and you're right. I mean, this is what the networks do. They don't always think through the dynamics of what it takes for a show to be successful, because you mentioned Firefly. It didn't really become super popular until it was canceled, and then Serenity came out, and everybody's like, oh my God, what is this? And mm-hmm. So they went back, and they flooded. They started buying all, because at that point, Firefly was out on DVD. So the DVD sales, it's exactly the same thing that happened to Family Guy, yet another Fox series. It did really bad in the first couple of seasons, got canceled, went into DVD sales, picked up, became a cult classic, and then suddenly they're like, oh, wow, everybody's buying all these DVDs. Maybe we should put some more episodes out. And ba-bam, here we are. We're like, what are we in, like 15 seasons or something like that of it?
So when are they going to do that with Firefly? Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, they should bring Firefly back. So shut up. But about Constantine, I mean, look, what do you think, Dave? I mean, because I know that you're a big Constantine fan.
I'm a huge fan. I'm terribly disappointed. However, this kind of goes to par with me as far as humanity is concerned, because people like Patrick get their crappy shows, and the good shows that are out there, like Firefly and Constantine, which I will hold on the same board, get taken away, while crap like Jersey Shore and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. continue on for multiple seasons.
Wait a minute. Let's not put Jersey Shore and Agents
of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, no, no, no.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has some intelligence and quality.
I missed the trilogy and Desperate Housewives. I'll include that in there with you.
I thought you were going to say Dancing with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's
kind of fall. I wouldn't lump Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in with pseudo reality shows, but at the same time, whether it's my cup of tea or not, it's still, you know, why does that show get to continue on, and a show that has just as much potential to be a great series?
I can actually tell you why I agree with you on that on Constantine.
So
I can tell you why, because Marvel's still making money in the real world with all the movies. So they're like, we're going to keep something with the word Marvel on our lineup for damn sure.
Well,
that's what it is. There's not a Constantine movie coming out in the next couple of months.
But obviously they're getting enough people watching it and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that it stayed on. Because if they don't have the numbers, it's going to die.
They have to play something.
There's a bunch of 12-year-olds that get off school.
Fill up the wall, so that's where they're getting their ratings from.
Well, again,
at least they're not putting it on Friday night. Which is what they dropped Constantine. They had to.
I mean, it is a dead spot. Constantine was in a bad spot, but the problem is that the content of that series kind of required it. It had to be a little bit later. I mean, you couldn't put this in prime time. And so that did affect its viewership. At the same time, what goes on with this is that, you know, it doesn't matter what the content is really of how good it is. It's all about the numbers. It is always all about the numbers. And, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in a better time slot. It has a lot more exposure because of that. So it gets the viewership. Comparing Constantine and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are literally apples and oranges, because they're, if you were putting them in back to back, if they're in the same time slot on the same day,
I'd
on
be
different
watching
networks,
both to hell.
But the thing is that you can't say that Constantine would have gotten canceled, because it would have had a better chance of getting more viewers, given the fact that it would have been in a time slot typically when more people are watching primetime television.
Can't remember the name of the show, but it was a Fox show that they went through like this temporal rift to a dinosaur topia thing, and were making
Terra Nova.
That had amazing ratings. People loved it. But Fox produced it and was like, yeah, it's costing us a fortune, but it's beautiful, and we're getting a ton of views. And it was that thing that you knew the second that executive said, it costs us a fortune, it wasn't lasting more than a season.
Or they were going to shred the budget.
Could you gotta think that...
But they have a giant dinosaur, and everyone, they can't shred the budget. The show wasn't designed to be shred.
And right. That's what kills them.
Yeah, and the thing is also, and... you know, correct me if I'm wrong, or, you know, please tell me if you disagree, but you're absolutely right. Thanks, Dave. With the budget, the way that these studios recoup their monies is they sell these to the networks. Okay, then the networks turn around and they make their money off of advertising. Okay, and if they're not making their money back, then some, if they're not making a profit out of it, they're not going to keep on doing it because they've got 100 different other ones right waiting in the wings to do that, you know. And that's what happens in just about every you know, sort of situation with shows, even movies. You know, if a movie doesn't pan out, I mean, a good example is Tusk, Kevin Smith's Tusk. Okay. What's happening with that is it did horribly at the theaters, but it did well enough in its failure to be able to fund Clerks 3. Okay. And that's all it comes down to. It didn't come down to whether or not, you know, Tusk would have ever been nominated for an Oscar of any kind. It was the fact that he did well enough that he could bankroll his next project. And that's what happens sometimes. And you see this in TV shows as well, is that, you know, the studio turn around, gets a proposal from the production company that if they say, yep, we're going to go ahead and greenlight you for 13 episodes. Bang, here's the money for it. Now they've outlaid that money for those 13 episodes. And then they have to turn and recoup that. So they sell that. They sell that to the stations who are their affiliates. And at the same time, then they turn on and sell advertising. They turn around and sell advertising so they recoup their production costs back. What do you think, Alex? I mean, you've been, like, I know I've been talking a lot and everyone else has been kind of in there. What do you think about what it's like with TV shows?
That sums it up.
I think he fell asleep on us.
We have Alex's response.
You don't want my two cents on TV shows because it's completely different than yours. Because, I mean, like, it's just, I didn't
Jersey
watch
Shore?
I watched the first two episodes. Actually, I have watched Jersey Shore. I watched all of them because I have a friend that wanted to watch them, so I watched them with her.
Yep,
no girl is worth that.
Yep.
Hey, look, I've seen so many episodes that say yes to the dress. Oh my god. Okay.
The dress. No, I don't know. I didn't watch Constantine all that much, so I don't really know. I mean, I watched the first couple episodes and I didn't think it was that bad. But you could definitely tell that they didn't put that much production value into the very first episode, like, let's say, Gotham or maybe Flash. What time did it come on?
I think it's Friday at 9.
See, and that shows you why no one was watching it. We were all catching it the next day, and that's why it had no good ratings. Because none of us know what time it comes on, and we're not watching it right now as we're doing this. Yeah.
Our podcast, as we record it, is Friday, and it is almost 9 o'clock, so we can't actually watch the episode as it airs.
I mean, what's considered prime time? Is prime time between, what, 6 and 8? I mean, 9 o'clock seems like it'd be a good...
8 and 11? 8 and 10?
I believe prime time is actually between. I think we may have to talk to our good friend Google about this, but I believe it's somewhere between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So I mean, it was still in that area. I mean, it's just I personally, being the geek that I am, I love comic books. Don't get me wrong. I've just never invested much time in Constantine, and going to all the LCSs that I went to growing up. Constantine was never a big favorite among the friends that I did have. Now, that's not to say that it's not a great book. I'm sure it is. But, you know, when you pit that up against Batman, Gotham, or maybe The Flash, it's just not going to win. Unfortunately, it just doesn't have that.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that Hellblazer is more of a book that's kind of geared towards adults.
Yeah.
Not saying that Batman, you know, like Frank Miller or anything like that, is not geared towards adults, but... You know, you're not going to have that draw like a superhero or something is going to have for any sort of kid, you know?
And sadly, that was a show that was meant for the Sci-Fi Channel. It was not meant for Fox. Sci-Fi would have pimped it nonstop because it was like, here's our big show coming. That's how
they got better HBO.
That's how they got their Warehouse 13 so popular. Like, Warehouse 13 was an okay show. They did it in this one, too, in Constantine, where he had supplies of ancient artifacts that he would use, and that's what they did there. And they did that into where they were selling those at Spencer's. You could buy the things that they used in the show, and it got really popular.
Yeah.
They could have done that to Constantine. Fox was just like, we have a name NBC. And this much time. It was NBC?
Yeah, NBC.
Oh, good. So they had him before the news. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's watching that.
And on a Friday night, other than us, most of the people that are going to watch this are out enjoying themselves rather than sitting at home and watching TV on a Friday night.
Or they're watching a Let's Play or something. Like, this is so much more interesting.
Or watching Random Bits of a Geek.
I won't dispute that you know, yeah, people are probably more inclined to be out on a Friday night and partying, but you still have to remember that if you have a hardcore fan base, it doesn't matter what time it is, they're going to watch it.
So they're going to watch it the next day or something where they're not going to measure it as much.
Yeah.
Whereas the ancient networks still pretty much rely on their broadcast times, and that's where they base their things around.
Right. The Nielsen ratings are based off of live viewership. So even if you DVR it, they're not getting the viewership numbers that they're needing.
And let's be honest. Constantine viewers are going to be geeks. They're going to watch it online because...
Or they're going to DVR it.
Yeah.
Right. Or they're going to DVR it and watch it later because they're busy playing Call of Duty or Dragon Age that you're playing right now.
Or getting some.
Or doing something. No, they're not getting some.
I've paused my Dragon Age. Back to it.
So that being said, guys, you know, I mean, I think we're all in agreement that
NBC sucks.
Yeah, that too. But primarily, it's a numbers business, and it's always going to be a numbers business. I remember having a really good conversation with Richard Hatch once, and it was about how crowdfunding gets the. It is changing the dynamic. It is changing the dichotomy of how content is created. So hopefully that concept carries on. Speaking of carrying on, let's move on to our next topic. What do we got for us?
We're going to talk about the trailers that have dropped this month in the December flicks. Who wants to jump in with one first? The trailers we got, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. That trailer finally dropped. And Jurassic World. And Terminator Genesis.
Well, I'm going to talk about, if it's right, I want to talk about Terminator Genesis.
Go for it.
I saw this yesterday. I risked breaking the rules at work to see this. And, you know, I jumped on YouTube and I was like, I got to see this. So I checked it out. I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm not really all into the reboots of series, but this looks like this is one that's going to work. You know, they've got Arnie back. As the T-800, and they've got somebody else in playing a T-1000, and they've got Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones as Sarah Connor.
I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh yeah,
she just had clothes on.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Clothes.
You couldn't see her boobies.
I'm sure there's going to be one of the scenes where she's in a tank top cleaning a gun. It's like every Sarah Connor in every other one of the movies. It's coming.
And remember, we got Kyle Reese coming back from the future, and he is John Connor's father. So, ba-bam! Somebody's going to get naked at some point.
Well, everyone's seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't find out about it until just before we started. As we were getting ready to record, I watched it partway. Just from what I saw, it looks like it's got a lot of intensity and it's going to have the things that I want to see.
Well, comparing this one from Terminator 2, because Terminator 2 had the T-1000, which I can't remember the actor's name.
Robert Patrick.
But from the trailer, they both have that same series. I guess they're both that same model with the liquid whatever.
T-1000. Yeah, T-1000 is the liquid Terminator.
So now this is just me, but since the new T-1000 is Asian, he seems a lot more scarier. Just saying, just put that out there.
That's racist. Yeah.
That's
no, I'm just, you know,
I don't care. I'm,
that's gonna be a really weird car chase scene when he's just hitting the bumpers between the cars.
Oh my god, he's gonna kill me.
Where did you that one?
Who did they assimilate to teach you guys how to drive?
Oh, I can't wait to see it though, because you know, like, Michael Bay is a producer, so it's gonna be like, woo, 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 and like every time he breaks out of
freaking blade. No,
okay, I just lost interest.
No,
he's not a producer. I just knew none of you read any of the lines at the end of the freaking trailer.
That's pretty awesome.
I didn't have a chance to. So,
out of curiosity, am I the only person here that actually thinks that movie looked like shit? I'm not looking forward to that movie
at all. Honestly, I don't really care for it. I mean, the trailer was okay, but it's just.
I'm gonna enjoy it. It's gonna. It looks like it's doing.
Yeah, I just blew Lars's mind. I can see
where it's gonna make fun of the movies.
I don't want to hurt you, Dave, but I'm gonna have to hurt you if you don't stop this blasphemy.
There was a couple discussions online before I got on here about it, and the way that the consensus is going, it's Terminator 1 happened, like the original movie happened. And what happened there is they sent John Connor back to change the future, to save his mother, blah, blah, blah. Well, that timeline happened. And since you're doing time travel, there's a whole bunch of wishy-washy. That's what happens when
wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey. And so when they send him back, technically time's already been changed because he's already saved her. If John Connor sent him back, he's already saved his mother.
Well, yeah, he sent Kyle Reese back to save his mother, and Kyle Reese becomes his father.
Yeah, so what happens here is that you see in the trailer, there's a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger's carrying a toddler. I can't think of her name now. Damn.
Sarah Connor.
And he's got like a bazooka, and he stops the T-1000 with a blast. And so basically what it is after he went back and saved her in the first one, they sent a T-1000 back in time to kill her as a child. And they sent an Arnold back to save her. So the Arnold that we see, who's all old since it's living tissue over the metal skeleton, has aged since then. He basically has protected Sarah Connor. So he was still coming back in time when they sent another reprogrammed Terminator further back in time. So Terminator 1 happened, and now it's bam. You're rebooting off. You can watch them all as a sequence and then start over. Because it's
too much.
Everything's time travel-wise. Everything changes every time you go back to the future.
Time travel confuses me. I don't like it.
I have a feeling we're going to just have to watch the movie to find out if it sucks or not.
It's Back to the Future when old Biff gives young Biff the sports guide. The second he goes back, everything in the future changes.
Ugh. Right.
So it's a mess.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's going to keep evolving. The good thing is that means that you can go shake and bake and just get rid of 3 and 4. Like, they don't have to exist in the lexicon anymore.
Thank God, because Nick Stahl as John Connor just ruined it for me. Now, bringing Christian Bale in as John Connor wasn't as bad, but I'm sorry, the whole, hey, let's fly a helicopter over a nuclear explosion and jump the shock in Terminator Salvation.
Yeah
no.
Wait, what was that?
In Terminator Salvation, at the end of the movie, there's a nuclear explosion when they blow up Skynet, and basically he gets away in a helicopter because the Terminator actually tries to he impales him and he's dying, and they get him into a helicopter and they fly him away. Well, the helicopter flies away as the nuclear explosion is happening, and there's no shockwave to it. It flies away unharmed, and I'm like, you just jumped the shark, fellas. Come on, man.
That's actually somewhere between jumping the shark and nuking the fridge, really.
Yeah, nuking the fridge as in...
Not quite as bad as nuking the fridge, but...
Yeah, that was just horrible.
So let's deal with our second one. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Star Wars, open your wallets.
Yeah, please, chime in, everybody. Tell us what you think of the latest Star Wars teaser. Well, the first Star Wars teaser.
Two Disney dollars down.
I went to an extensive rant. I went into an extensive analysis on RedShirtGeeks.com on this. But the short answer is, it took me several days, and I had to wait till I double-checked and saw it on StarWars.com until I believed, oh, this is actually the trailer. It looked that bad. I mean, I didn't really know the actors that appeared, so it kind of threw me. It looked like suddenly Black Stormtrooper pops up on a desert. Oh, this is a skit.
Then we get... No. You can't say black.
What is he, African Imperial?
He's Sky City.
and then
he's an urban
soccer
trooper.
Ball droid.
Right, yeah.
And then I forget what else. There was something else in there. And then Chick on the... flying the brick again across the, there was the X-Wings flying across the lake, then back to the sand, and then the first time I see something I really recognize as like, oh yeah, in any amount, is the Millennium Falcon as the theme starts playing. Up to that point, I mean, it looked like it could have been assembled by a fan, up
yeah,
to
they
that
put the Millennium
point.
Falcon in to just catch the people who are like, I don't know, this seems new. I know! At the end. Yeah. Like, hey, Grandpa, look at the keys. All yeah. right. Bring your kids to the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I reserve judgment on it. I'm personally kind of impressed that they even had that many clips to put into a teaser trailer.
They've been working on it. Wow, they've been fighting.
Yeah,
a
they've
lot
been they've been working on it for a while. Yeah, but the movie's not even scheduled to release for like another year.
December.
So I mean, I'm
of 2015. Right.
Yep, December 2015. So.
Just over a year, because they're talking about Christmas release date, which yeah. would be what, just over a year. Yeah. So I'm just saying, I'm surprised they had that many polished clips that they could even compile into a teaser trailer.
That's why the majority of the clips were CG parts.
Well, also bear in mind, they have actually finished principal photography, so they have everything on film.
I mean, yeah, they you could. Know,
it's just that they would have started some of the effects work ages ago. During the principal photography, but at the same time you're right. I mean, I'm sorry. I think it's absolute bullshit. They could have given us something. The Millennium Falcon, it wasn't enough to me. Go, oh yeah, awesome. This is gonna be great. This is oh yeah. Like no, it's like whatever, man. We didn't see. I mean, we should have seen Luke, or we should have seen Leia, or we should have seen Han. We should have seen the four of them. Something to hook us in.
Luke, Leia, Han. That's four? Wow. Your math is
the one
psychic.
Really good thing that is that I have in my heart.
Han and Chewbacca are a package deal. I got Lars's thing.
Oh.
I forgot what he was saying.
But the thing Han. In my heart that's making me happy is someone who got so much crap for so many years is just sitting back and laughing. And that's George Lucas. Like, not so easy, is it, bitches? You could have given them gold and they're going to call it shit.
Yeah.
Follow episode 3 now, bitches.
If they'd have started with Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia or Han Solo on the screen and then introduced all that, put everything else after that, that would have made the trailer about 1,000% better. Just seeing that you know, oh, it's them and the voice and a voice from them, then whoever the bad guy, then our Sith Lord with the broadsword looking lightsaber that will slice your arm off as soon as you swing it.
No, I kind of disagree with that. And I think it's because they put out those clips to wet the whistle of who? The fans, the ones that are going to want to see Star Wars, the ones that have been waiting for it to drop.
It's me.
Okay. Did you or did you not know that all the original cast members, such as Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia, have all been cast for the movie? Have you
yeah,
already
I knew
read
that.
That? Exactly. So why do they need to show you? Why not show you something different? Why not show you something that you don't know about yet? Why not let
they
you
didn't.
Wait to see what they're going to look like?
Well, they didn't on. Show anything that
they,
I didn't know about.
But hang on. They show, no, whether they showed you whether something you knew about or not is not the point. What they did show us, they showed us a couple of things. They showed us things we'd seen. We'd seen the new Stormtrooper helmets prior. Okay. And... So we've got that. The whole thing with the black stormtrooper, I don't give a shit. Chances are that he's a hero. He's a hero character who yeah. has somehow gotten wrapped up. He was in disguise or something, and that's how he's wearing that armor on Tatooine or whatever planet they're supposed to be on.
Oh, I'm sure it's Tatooine.
What I'm saying is they should have. And I feel just you got the new stuff to pull the new fans in. But the Millennium Falcon itself, just to me, wasn't enough to go, oh, yeah, this is great. I can't wait to see this. You know, if they'd maybe spun the camera around and flew past the cockpit of the Falcon and you saw Han Solo and Chewbacca sitting in there riding along, that at least would have been yes. Yeah.
Just an old Chewie with a cone around his head.
Cone of shame, Chewie. Cone of shame.
That's right. They finally had Chewie fixed.
So let's get to the last trailer.
No more
we've been
Christmas
going
episodes,
way along.
Friends.
Okay. Now that we're done with that piece of crap of a trailer, Jurassic World.
I am so torn on this one because I was so excited. Even with the parts that I was hesitant in the trailer, I'm still excited. But there is a great meme going around the internet. We joked about... Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull earlier with the nuke the fridge, But the scene in the trailer where Skylord is riding around on his motorcycle with all the velociraptors, they've actually put Shia LaBeouf's face on him and monkey faces on all the raptors. I'm like, yep. Like, that was what went through my head when I saw it. Like, oh, God, no. Why is that the end of the trailer? Like, it looks good, right? Here's some shit. Like, ah, damn it. And then everyone's like, no, he's an animal behaviorist. He probably trained the raptors. I'm like, oh, so he's going to go fight the monster with monsters. So it's Pokemon. We're doing Pokemon now. Like, awesome. Like, no. And I've been following this for a while because when I heard it was coming out, so many people put up fake trailers back a year or two ago where they're mixing in other movies with all the actors from the original. And it's just like, I've been wanting to see it. The only thing I'm really scared about is they said they were going to do amazing practical effects. They were like, don't worry, practical effects are back. We're doing them. I didn't see one in the entire trailer. Not one practical effect. Even the gate that they go through on the train is CG.
Yeah.
Like, not one practical effect. Like,
I don't know, that little clear ball thing that they roll around in looks pretty practical.
The Zorb? Well, think about this. Okay, the trailer is 2 minutes.
That's actually, it's a Pokeball. That's what it is.
it's a Jurassic Pokeball. Yeah.
I choose you, upper middle class child. This is dumb. You're dumb. I'm going back in the ball.
Bear in mind, you talked about a heavy CG presence. The trailer is 2 minutes and 40 seconds long. The movie is surely going to be at least 2 hours long. So I guess trying to compare what the end product is going to be with what you've seen in a trailer, I don't know if that's necessarily a fair assessment.
The last interview they did, they went, we know people are scared that it's going to be a CG fest. We're promising you now it's not. Wait for the teaser. You'll get to see some things. And then they didn't put a thing in it. Not one practical effect. And it's like, oh, so they were lying. Because once the movie comes out, it's not like, oh, we didn't do what we said. I guess we got to give you a refund. It's like, no, we're just going to do what we want. Yeah. In the first Jurassic Park, there is a total of 17 minutes of footage of dinosaurs in the entire movie. That's it. 5 minutes of that is CG. The rest is all practical robotics.
You got to admit, those 5 minutes are spectacular.
Yeah, that's them like on the T-Rex. On the Triceratops, the T-Rex parts. Like, it's surprising. And even the ones where the dinosaurs are chasing them in the kitchen, those are guys in suits with robotic heads. I thought that was CG the entire time I was a kid.
Like, I still thought that was CG. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, practical. Like, I was like, damn. Like, that's amazing.
So, yeah.
They need to bring that back because even now, we still thought it was CG. Like, they were doing such a good job.
Yeah. Well, this one was probably, between this and Star Wars, Jurassic World kind of fired me up a lot more for Jurassic World than Star Wars. I'm still going to watch Star Wars the day it comes out and take the kids, but Jurassic World actually looks better of the two at this point. But
yeah,
it all comes down to what they actually produce in the theater. So
I'm still going to see it, but I'm also one of the people that got to read the leaked original script and all the stuff that they threw out where the hybrid dinosaur wasn't a hybrid. Like, they're saying now it's a T-Rex and raptors mixed together. And that's the new dinosaur that's so clever and fast and strong. But it was originally supposed to be a T-Rex raptor human mix. And they have pictures of it online with like a human head and raptor arms. It was awful. And no, that was greenlit. They went with that for quite a while. Like, they did CG mapping, everything. It's bad. It's like, nope, that's what they wanted to produce. That's scary. No, people are gonna like this.
They had to hire a couple plumbers to fight the Goomba.
Yeah.
No. What do you think, Alex?
It was the same thing though, because I'm a little hesitant when the last Batman was getting produced, and they were showing pictures of Bane and Batman on the steps, and the costumes were kind of wonky, and because nothing had been touched up in post yet. So it's like, I can't be too freaked out about it. But out of the three we've talked about, the one I'm least worried about, because it's going to be just shut your brain off fun, is going to be Jurassic Park. The scene that sold it for me in the trailer, though, is when they started doing that stupid bong, bong, or the Inception bong.
Yeah.
And it was bong.
Was.
Bong, bong, bong. And I start going into the Jurassic Park. I was like, oh, yes! Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. Like you could have just served me a plate of shit at that point, yeah. And that's when the Raptors came out. So that's
we get it. That's a circle, Patrick.
Yeah,
this is a square.
That means we're going on way too long about this, but oh well.
We're always going on way too long about everything. Did you have anything to say about the end of the trailers, Alex?
I'm not going to talk about Star Wars and. Jurassic Park, I think, is a joke and it's going to be an unoriginal.
Wait a minute. Why are you not talking about Star Wars?
Because I'm not going to get into a fight.
He's going to throw down.
Oh.
That bad? Or that good? You thought it was that bad or that good?
No, I loved everything about the trailer.
Well, and then you're entitled to your opinion. That's this whole podcast is about. We celebrate our differences. And we also celebrate making fun of each other's differences. That's the beautiful part of it. So if you loved everything about the trailer, then say you loved everything about the trailer. Because at the same time, we don't necessarily have to agree with you, but we do respect your opinion.
Yeah, I can't even think you're an idiot. Shield and playing a kazoo, which pisses everybody off. And that's the part.
Don't even. You swear to God, you pull it out. All right, guys, I'm gonna hang up this call. I'm flying to Ohio.
He's gonna pull it out.
Yes. Anyways,
I don't think was original. The fact that they're making a mutated dinosaur, and I'm just like, really?
The one good thing I can say to the mutated dinosaur, there was a group talking about it, kind of like how we're doing, and they went, if SeaWorld could do that, they would. If they could mix a dolphin and a killer whale to get more customers to come, they'd do it in a heartbeat.
That would be the worst.
Especially
it wouldn't matter. People would come to see it.
Just kill animals.
That would be the worst.
Just Ripley. Kill me.
Yeah. That's all I'm thinking.
No, nothing good about that.
Doesn't matter. People would come to see it, and they would produce the most ugly, horrible thing. Like, you want a penguin and a white-tailed deer? Here you go. Like petting zoo.
it reminds me of the South Park episode where Gerald Roblowski became a dolphin.
Okay. I was actually thinking the rainforest episode where they're stumbling through the rainforest and they run into PETA.
Oh,
who's banging out the animals, and there's like that animal human hybrid. Like, kill me.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a duck.
That too.
Yeah.
Or even in the first season when they had the pig make love to an elephant.
Oh, that's right. Man, that's going back. That's back when the show was still done with instruction paper. So.
Yep. Last thing.
Paper. It's fancy.
Last thing on my list, because I'm going to skip the stupid Disney flick, because they're going to screw us with Star Wars anyway, which will be awesome anyway, no matter what. Third Hobbit movie. Is anybody going to go see that besides me?
Yes. I'd love to go see it, but I know I won't get a chance to. I'll have to see it on DVD or on cable.
Yeah. I'll admit, I'm the kind of person who can sit through a stretched out 10-hour version of a 300-page book and enjoy it. Because for me, the Lord of the Rings extended version wasn't long enough. And that was 12 hours. So.
Lord of the Rings is one of those things that we all had fun with, especially the New Zealander here. Like, I know that tree. Like, every movie you watch.
I was molded by it.
That's right.
But I just played the Shadow of Mordor, and I was running through that. And I got an achievement. I don't know what I did, but I was firing an arrow at this beehive that was dropping in a bunch of guys. And I must have did it just right where the beehive hit people, and they ran into fire, and everybody took off. And I got an achievement that was, fly, you fools. Like, yes!
I got that one.
Awesome.
No, I'm going to go see it. I mean, I've got three favorite franchises. It's Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, and then Aliens. So any movie in that area, I'm going
to totally expecting you to say Debbie Does. at the end of
that. Debbie does Star Wars. Debbie does Jurassic Park.
Debbie does Bilbo.
On that note, isn't there a sequel to Prometheus that's going to be coming out?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
When is that booked for?
Slightly disappointed. They remodeled the alien, and it looks weird. But
yeah,
it looks funky. I don't know the release date, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I know it's sometime next year. I just don't know the actual date.
Fair enough.
Well, talking about the third Hobbit movie, which is the Battle of the Five Armies, we see the natural conclusion to the Hobbit series that has somehow stretched from one movie to three, and we see basically the conclusion of the story. And with that being said, I've read the book, I've listened to it on audiobook as well, and I know that they've taken some liberties with the story already. I'm just hoping that they don't do anything too stupid towards the end. I mean, there's some things that just have to happen. We have to have the burning of Lake Town by Smaug. We have to have Bard killing him. We have to have the enemy show up at the mountain to try to take it back. The giant army between in the book were the goblins, but in Peter Jackson's world, they're orcs. So we have to see this big battle with the dwarves coming in, the elves coming in, the people from Lake Town, whatever is left of them getting involved, and of course the big baddies getting involved as well.
We could get the orcs and the goblins for that matter, the way he's got it.
Yeah, so it's got to be we've got to have these elements for this story to really tidy up pretty well. But other than that, I'm looking forward to it.
Trailers I've seen, it looks like they've got all the elements that they're going to need. So it'll just depend on how well they finish it. I'm probably going to enjoy this flick no matter what. I'll watch it a little too uncritically just because I know I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. I haven't been disappointed by a Peter Jackson Middle Earth flick yet, even the Two Towers, which is except for one shot in that flick where they have the bad camera shot of Aragorn after he gets out, where they go, boo, the camera just does a odd pan. That's the only shot in that movie that I hated. That and the dumbing of the Ents, but oh well.
Anyways, so we've gone through some great trailers of movies that are going to be coming out next year, or this year and next year. Speaking of what's coming up next year, we've got some things going on. We'll see we have the Doomed Away team, which is on hiatus right now. We're in the process of doing the post-production and the posting of the last five episodes, I believe, of the show.
Because Dave's pregnant, so we had to stop the show.
It's true.
Yeah.
I am with child.
Dave is a pregger.
Soccer player.
Bunning your hand up.
So when the Doomed Away team, while it's on hiatus, we've got the Random Bits of Geek that has stepped in. We also...
Unfortunately for all of you.
And we're also looking at Dennis has expressed interest in having a show of his own. So why not? We'll give anybody a show. We'll give
Patrick. I have all this hate inside.
Give Patrick a show, we give anybody a show.
Give somebody putting their ass on the screen for 5 minutes a show after what I've done, but well.
Yeah, that too. So that's what we got coming up. And of course, we're going to keep up. We'll be back in the new year with the Redshirt Geeks podcast, and we'll have some more video work coming up as well. But that's kind of where we're going. Dennis, why don't you tell everybody a little bit what you're looking at doing with your show?
Well, the name that I'm looking into is the Anger Dome, because I figure it's just a place I can yell and people can listen if they want.
You have to start it off. Welcome to Anger Dome.
Yeah.
two topics enter, one topic leave.
Two opinion leaves.
Nice. I like it.
But it's basically me going to do doing game reviews and movie reviews, things to just fill up some content and get opinions on stuff. That's what we did on Doomed Away Team. Just we split them up over multiple episodes. I'll even start doing some movies you might not have seen. Do a top five list, stuff like that. Just simple stuff that we can get out.
opinions and fun on. And we even talked about if Dave's cool with it doing a guest host every once in a while and getting doomed away some crutches for a while.
Yeah, we're looking at that as well. We also, now that Alex has finished his move into his new digs and has his own recording space, seeing some more of the awesome Lonely Landing Party. I mean, we're missing those episodes, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Me and Alex are going to team up because I got a PS4 now. We're going to play.
So disappointed.
I
recorded 34 minutes of me screaming and crying, and it didn't record any gameplay. So all you hear is me screaming and crying.
I don't want to see your sex tape, Alex.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Okay? And it's going to get an award.
This a manual sex tape?
Oh, dear God. So, so we have, we'll be seeing the Lonely Landing Party come back. Right now, basically, it's going through some, as you mentioned, it's going through some technical difficulties because apparently the software you use decided not to record any of your gameplay. So hopefully we can get a resolution on that pretty soon.
It's all games. It's not just that one. All
right. Well, yeah, any games you play. So hopefully we'll get a resolution on that pretty soon from the software manufacturer. And yeah. And then, in the meantime, we're going to take a break for Christmas. We're going to focus on doing some things that aren't necessarily require us to be in front of a microphone, except Patrick. And that's basically what we're going to be doing for the next few weeks. So, and does anybody else have anything else they want to talk about before we sign off this episode?
We could talk about Christmas. Oh, wait, just, that's what we're going to do is get away from the microphones, right? Yay.
That's right. We're going to be getting away from all the stuff that we do because
except for me.
We love doing it. We love doing the shows. We love having, we put a lot of hard work into what we do. It can be a lot of fun, but sometimes it gets very taxing. So it's nice to take a break and spend some time with our families and our friends and perhaps have our own offline episodes as we rant to each other about what's going on. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at. So I personally hope that everybody has a great Christmas break and that they have a chance to catch up with everybody and just have some downtime and be able to drink to their heart's content and eat as much as they please and get as fat and round as me. So yeah, that's what I'm going to have for Christmas.
Ah, so by the end of Christmas, you're going to need a stick of butter to fit your ass through the doorway.
All right, I need that now.
Ah, there you go.
So if nobody else has anything else they want to share with this episode, we're going to go ahead and sign off for 2014. Yeah, thanks a lot. Red Shirt Geese! So that's all the time we have for this episode. This has been the Red Shirt Geese. I'm Laz D, the Pseudo Kiwi. Check us out on our website at redshirtgeeks.com.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M. Check us out on Twitter at Red Shirt Geeks.
And I'm Sweetbeard of Zeus Alex, and we're on Facebook as well.
And I'm Dave, and I think we're on YouTube or something.
I'm Dennis, and I'm very, very angry.
And we are the Red Shirt Geeks, where every expendable hero has a home.
Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International license. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at redshirtgeeks.com.